It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation and welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming podcasts, as well as our most recent op-eds as well. And be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. We would appreciate it if you'd go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. We've got a great show planned for you today. Bob Roth is running for Senate District 26. We're 8 days out on this election. Laura Thomas is running for re-election as a Douglas County Commissioner. Matthew Minza is challenging one of the Cruel 17, who is now running for Senate District 17. Jason McBride will be with us at the bottom of the hour with Presidential Wealth Management. And Cheryl K. Chumley will join us regarding her new book, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. Welcome to the show. It is a cold, snowy day here in Colorado. Producer Steve, how are you doing this Monday morning?
Don't bother me. I'm having a Monday.
Go ahead.
Like yesterday, coming home from church, as I'm approaching the house, I'm looking at the sidewalk and the driveway, and I think, I'm not ready for this.
Although it'll be 60 at the end of the week.
Oh, yes.
This is Colorado.
Oh, yes.
So just hang on. Just hang on. Be sure and check out our website. We have our voter's guide there. Rick Turnquist and I spend a lot of time on these issues. We also make the case to vote Republican. We name the Cruel 17, 17 House Democrats that voted to let people die alone. And be sure and check that out. There's a lot of great information. I think that many of us, Steve, have election fatigue. We have been working on this for so long, and it's hard for us to believe that this last week there are some people that are just starting to pay attention. My friends, I would recommend that you send this voter's guide out to each and every one of your friends and family and colleagues. Encourage them to vote. We've got a lot of work to do between now and Election Day. It's amazing, but there are two big blocks that typically don't vote, and that is evangelical Christians and many veterans. That is beyond me that people don't partake in these important decisions, Producer Steve.
It is beyond me. And when you say there's people now who are only starting to pay attention, that's not good. There is way too much information to be sifted through if you're going to vote accurately.
Well, and that is why we did the voter's guide. It is a very thorough analysis of each of these ballot questions, and we would highly recommend that you send that out to friends, family, colleagues, and recommend that they vote. It is now time for you to get your ballots in. I would recommend not mailing it, but dropping it in one of the secure ballot boxes. Many people I know are going to want to vote on Election Day. However, I think the ballot boxes are secure, and if we had bad weather or who knows what might happen, you might want to make sure that you get your ballots in. Do not mail them. In fact, Steve, I mailed something to somebody here in Denver 2.5 weeks ago, and they have not received it yet. And yet we want to trust the mail to get our ballots to us and get them back. Do not mail your ballots back, Steve.
Well, okay, what you just said. Is this not what they had in mind? The people who are pushing the mail-in ballot thing, is this not what they anticipated and maybe even hoped for? Slow down the election reporting so we have to keep extending. And, you know, sure enough, what we saw last week with John Roberts' Supreme Court decision on what's going to happen in Pennsylvania, they'll be accepting ballots all the way through the end of that week. Up to November, three, four, five, six?
And your signature does not have to match what is on your voter registration in Pennsylvania. You talk about setting this thing up for cheating. When they opine that they are wanting to make sure that every vote counts, they are actually diluting people that are really involved and care. They're diluting their votes. We've got two great things that came out of the newsletter yesterday. Patty Kergan did a great piece regarding voting and why your vote counts. And then we also did a podcast with the mayor of Commerce City, Benjamin Huseman, about what happened up there. He was asking hard questions and informing the public, and he got censured by his other city council members with that. And it's astonishing what has been happening in politics, producer Steve.
Well, again, did we not see this coming? And it's unfortunate. Yeah, we did see it coming.
And that is why we continue to work. We work and pray this next 8 days here. I always like to say thank you to this great team that I get to work with, and that is Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, the people at Crawford Broadcasting. And I thank each of you listeners. You're each treasured, valued. You have a purpose today. Strive for excellence. Live with intention. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Our quote for today, Steve, is from Frederick Bastiat. And Bastiat was a French economist, writer, and prominent member of the French liberal school. He was a member of the French National Assembly, and Bastiat developed the economic concept of opportunity cost and introduced the parable of the broken window. As an advocate of classical economics and the economics of Adam Smith, his views favored a free market and influenced the Austrian school. He was born in 1801. He died in 1850. And this is what he said. He said, when plunder becomes a way of life, men create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies that. Can you say Hunter Biden right now?
Huh. Okay. You got me there.
Got you there. And speaking of Biden, I find it very interesting that you're starting to see some of these Democrats peel off in these vulnerable states regarding Biden's comments of transition from the oil industry. And let's see, Representative Kendra Horn, Democrat, Oklahoma, is one of the most endangered House Democrats. And she affirmed that Trump's reaction, calling Biden's stated position one of the places that Biden and I disagree. And she is declaring we must stand up for the oil and gas industry. Another vulnerable freshman Democrat is Representative Torres Small, Democrat from Minnesota, and warned against demonizing the industry and stated she would continue to stand up to my party when they're out of touch with reality on the ground. I don't really believe that, Steve. I think she's just opining to try to get reelected. Then they bring them back into the fold to push forward their agenda. But let's jump over here. Bob Roth is on the line. He is a candidate for Senate District 26. These races are super important here in Colorado. Bob Roth, welcome to the show. Okay, I think he's going to be here in just a minute. Are we there, Steve?
I'm talking at him. Hang on a second.
Okay, hold on just a second. While we're doing that, I will go ahead and talk about some other things. I traveled this weekend, my friends. And this is, I feel like I'm living in 1984. People walking around with these masks on, you can't see them smile. And they talk about social distancing. However, there's not really social distancing on airplanes. And I think that the other thing I wanted to mention is that they don't really talk about the treatments. And I was just looking for treatments here. I found a CBS article that would scare the living daylights out of you. It doesn't talk about the treatments. It just talks about all the negative things. But now we have Bob on the line now. Bob Roth.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. 8 days out. How is the campaign going?
Well, we are still full speed ahead. Had a busy weekend. You know, over the next few days, things will slow down just a little bit, but we're still going to be out there at least 3 or 4 days this week, and we're just trying to get in front of as many people as we possibly can.
Bob, it's kind of unbelievable to me that, I mean, I have election fatigue. We have been working on this for so long, but there are people that are busy with their lives, busy trying to figure it out, that are really just starting to pay attention to this election. So I think there's a lot of great opportunity.
Yeah, well, the numbers show that there's still an awful lot of people that haven't voted, which is a little bit surprising to me. But, I think there's definitely more opportunity, and we are trying to make sure that we fill the time to, I mean, at this point, it's just name recognition and touching voters.
What are you hearing are the main issues from your constituents? What are they concerned about?
Well, it's still, of course, COVID and the things that are involved in that, how the economy is going to bounce back, their people's kids and whether or not they're going to be in-person learning or distance learning, all the things surrounding COVID. And it's still also the conversation about safety and security and the people that are talking about defending the police and the people that are talking about defunding the police.
Well, safety of our communities is so important. And I once again, I find it a bit astonishing. Patty had found a piece here regarding cleaning up the Capitol is going to be, it's estimated at $1.1 million as crews clean graffiti, replace windows after this summer of chaos. I find it so interesting that the chaos stopped once the polling showed that everyday people did not like that. I find it so interesting that that could be turned off and on, Bob Roth.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly leads me and others to believe that, it's being controlled by somebody. And, I think that Polis has his finger on the trigger of something somewhere, because he certainly seems to be able to, as you say, turn it on and off. And that's very disturbing that it can be turned on and off like that, people potentially like Hancock and Polis are able to have a say in how that happens.
Well, and there is another piece from the Denver Channel that Patty found. It says the new COVID-19 modeling data predicts Colorado will exceed April peak hospitalizations in a few months. I had Carl Dierenbach on last week. He's written an excellent chapter in the book Unmasked 2020. And he has actually looked at the data where they are basing these decisions on faulty modeling. How would you fight back against that, Bob Roth?
Well, I already have been on social media, and when I get an opportunity to address constituents talking about some of the things that I have learned, and, I always preface it by saying that I'm not a scientist, and I try to, like I do with anything in my career and in my political life, educate myself as much as possible, do my due diligence before I make a statement, but it just really feels like there is some faulty data out there, and you read two different reports and they say entirely different things. It's hard for me to understand how there's that much of a disparaging viewpoints on it. So I believe, like you said, that there is some faulty data out there and people are making decisions based on that.
Well, Bob Roth, getting you down to the Senate would help balance things down there. How can people help you?
Well, I think the biggest thing is if you live in SD 26, first of all, please vote for me, Bob Roth, for State Senate District 26. I would appreciate your support. My website is rothforsd26.com. So it's rothforsd26.com. Love if you were able to make a secure donation on that website. And then what I keep telling people is tell 10 of your friends, and please ask them to tell 10 of their friends. Word of mouth is what's going to get it done.
That's for sure. We need to work and we need to pray this next 8 days. Bob Roth, thank you
Absolutely.
So much. And before we go to break, I do want to give a shout out to one of my great partners, and that is Hooters Restaurants. They have locations in Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And every October, Hooters goes pink for the fight against breast cancer. This year, Hooters across the U.S. are working to raise money for breast cancer fundraising. Their goal as a company, not just Hooters Colorado, their entire company throughout the U.S., are hoping to raise $1 million. Last year, they raised $700,000. There's five things that you can do to help with that. You can purchase a pink drink. You can donate $5 for their pink color change cup. You can fill out an endowment card, and that's $1, and that'll go up on the wall. You can round up your change, or you can purchase some specialty pink-themed merchandise, and a portion of that goes towards fundraising. More information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. We will be right back with Laura Thomas.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming podcasts, as well as our most recent op-eds. Patty Kergan wrote an excellent op-ed regarding voting, and we have a great Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast with Commerce City Mayor Benjamin Huseman. He's been recently censured by his fellow city council members because he was informing the public and asking some tough questions. Be sure and check that out. On the line with me is Laura Thomas. She is running for re-election for Douglas County Commissioner. Laura Thomas, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good. There is a lot going on. We're starting to see some saber rattling about additional shutdowns. We see that the POLIS is saying how many people can meet and a variety of different things. What's your thoughts on that, Laura?
Well, the county commissioners in Douglas County have been meeting a lot lately because our numbers are up some. We had four deaths in August. We had four hospitalizations in August. We had 11 hospitalizations in September, and in October, we were up to 22 as of October 18th. So that is significantly higher, but we're talking 22 people. And doctors are encouraging patients to go to the hospital because they can get great treatment like President Trump did and get out because doctors understand this disease better. Douglas County had been told we were possibly going to be locked down today, but we worked really hard last week, got some communication things put in place to the state health department, and the last I heard is that we've been told they're going to watch our numbers for two more weeks before they think about putting additional lockdowns on us.
Regarding hospitalizations, and you said that they are encouraging people to go to the hospital, but yet then they are using those hospitalization numbers to lock us down. How many deaths have we had in these different months? Do you have that particular data, Laura?
I do. We had one death in early August. I'm going to say August 11th. We had another one on September 26th, and we had a death on October 4th. And I don't have any idea about comorbidities, but the average death of people who have passed away in Douglas County is 82.
Okay, and certainly every life is treasured and valued. However, the collateral damage of shutting down the economy and what that does to people's lives and their livelihoods is important. We need to dig deeper into this data. How is the race going for you, Laura Thomas?
You know, we have been working hard. Our ninth mailer is going to be arriving in mailboxes tomorrow. And I want to tell you, this is really interesting. I walked up Precinct in Parker Saturday morning, and a man and his wife were outside bagging leaves, and I walked up to them. They were on my targeted list. And I said, good afternoon. And the man looked at me, and he said, I know you from TV. And I said, oh, it's one of the true crime shows I've been on. He goes, no, it's ads because you're running for county commissioner. I'm so excited to meet you in person. So I'm hoping that our message about freedom and personal responsibility and an excellent record of proven leadership and trusted experience is going to make a difference to the voters when they compare my record with my opponent.
Most definitely. One other thing is you have made sure that our kids are safe as well in school. And my understanding, your opponent has kind of has been a bit all over the place. Tell me just a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we actually have a video from a Zoom call of our opponent talking with the Attorney General of the state, Phil Weiser. She's talking about Tay Anderson, the city councilman. He's on the Denver School Board. He was able to get the school resource officers out of Denver Public Schools. And on this video, she says, I wonder what it would mean if we got SROs out of Douglas County Schools. And last year after the STEM shooting, my fellow commissioners and I put $10 million additional dollars to school security and mental health programs, plus an additional $3 million for school resource officers. I understand with my experience with law enforcement, with being with the State Patrol for 26 years, that there's a multi-pronged approach to keeping kids safe, and school resource officers are one of them.
How can people help you and get more information this last 8 days? People need to be recommending that 10 people, you know, send something out to 10 people, ask them to get 10 people to vote, use our voter's guide. How can people get more information about you?
My website is laurathomas.org. It's LORA thomas.org. You can reach me through that website. What we need are people making phone calls. We've got great targeted lists with phone numbers. Reach me through my website. I can get you the information you need so you can call people and gently remind them that we need their ballot today. And you need to hand carry it to a county ballot box. Let's not risk the U.S. mail.
That's for sure. Laura Thomas, again, that is laurathomas.org. That's LORA thomas.org. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. God bless you.
God bless you as well. And Matthew Menza, he is running for Senate District 17, and his opponent actually was a House Democrat who voted to let people die alone. Matthew Menza, Senate District 17 here in Colorado, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on again. It's great to be here.
How's the race going?
You know, it's hard to tell from a from a state perspective here in a state Senate race, but all indications are trending in my direction, which would be a pretty amazing upset to get for the first time in decades have a Republican in Boulder County running in the seat. But I think we have a really good chance, believe it or not. And, especially you were talking about the Cruel 17, the HB 20, 1425 that my opponent voted against. You know, we put that out there on the our social media, and we got a lot of incredible feedback about it, a lot of very upset people. One lady saying it was fake news, and I sent her the bill and the information that you had on your website, you know, the voter guide about that particular topic. And, you know, it appealed to a lot of people, and a lot of people did not know that my opponent voted against, allowing their loved ones to be there in time of need in the hospital. So I appreciate that and your voter guide that you put out. That really helped, hammer that point home. So I think we're trending in the right direction, and I think we have a real good chance at breaking the one-party rule here in Boulder County.
And what area does your Senate District 17 entail, Matthew Menza?
So we've got about 70% of Longmont, and then down the 95-287 corridor, Erie and Lafayette and Louisville, and a little bit of Broomfield. Mostly, and that's all on the Boulder County side. So eastern Boulder County is where the district is.
And what you just mentioned regarding the Cruel 17, we actually linked the voting record in our voter's guide. So people can take a look at it and they can see the 17 different people that voted to let people die alone. And if they are willing to do that, they do not care about everyday hardworking Coloradans. And I find that Blue Dog Democrats, unaffiliated, libertarians, Republicans, conservatives across the board do not think it's okay that people die alone, Matt Menza.
No, and you're 100% right. And I think that, you know, it goes back to getting the voters to know what they don't know. And I found that there's a lot of very intelligent folks, you know, they're voting this time, that are looking at the issues and the people as opposed to just kind of down ballot voting, which is, you know, giving me a lot of hope. And a lot of folks are taking note that, hey, this guy really is compassionate. He's a family man. I have five children and a beautiful wife that, you know, that works hard for everybody. And I care about what happens in SB 17, where my opponent, you know, just marches to the hard left narrative, which is not a healthy way to run a district or to represent your constituents. So I think that message is getting there. It's just a matter of, is it reaching enough people? So hopefully we'll see. But with your help and other folks' help out there, we can get it across the finish line, I think.
Okay. And what is your website, Matthew Menza?
It is MatthewMenzaForColorado.com and Matthew Menza for Colorado on Facebook. And appreciate everybody taking a look and donating too. We're in the hole about $5,000 here to get across the finish line. So anything that you can do helps. Appreciate it.
And Menza spelled M-E-N-Z-A. Matthew Menza, we've got to just really work this next 8 days. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. And thank you to all your listeners.
Thank you. And Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. What is going on in your world?
Well, good morning, Kim. Looks like our world, the futures are down this morning. As I mentioned to you on Friday, the market is really, a lot of it's just running on whether the stimulus is coming or whether it isn't. And we saw several days over the last couple of weeks where, you know, the market kind of started strong and then it ended up closing right on its hind end at the end of the day, which that you don't want to see that because it shows selling into any kind of strength. But the last couple days, Kim, Thursday and Friday, it was a little bit different type of action where the market was lower early and then did manage to recover and close near the highs of the day, which is a much more constructive type of action. So we do have futures down about 300 this morning. The blame is coming on, an increase in virus cases, but also the fact that it sounds like Pelosi's got her heels dug in and we may not get a stimulus, so the market doesn't like that either. So we'll see. Maybe we'll open lower and then close higher as we come into the end of the day, depending on the news.
Okay. A couple of things. I know people are really using this analysis that you did regarding the Trump tax cuts, and that is on our shared landing page, airpresidential.com. That's AIRpresidential.com. And knowledge is so important. This next 8 days, you know, we've all been looking at this election for weeks and months. However, there are people that have been busy with their lives, and they're just starting to pay attention. The voter's guide that Rick Turnquest and I put together as a great tool, a great analysis of these issues, and then the Trump tax cuts, the analysis that you did, it's the real numbers, it's the facts, it's the truth, Jason McBride.
Well, it's good to know the truth before you decide how to vote. Again, sometimes, you know, the truth can be opinion, but as far as what the tax numbers are, there's no opinion about that. It's just number. It's facts. If you're, middle class, even lower middle class, upper middle class worker, you got a significant break from the Trump tax plan. Higher earners got a much smaller break, if any. And the talk that only the millionaires and billionaires, which you do that, Bernie, much better than me, Kim, were the ones that got the break is just simply not true. So, you know, download that at airpresidential.com. That's AIRpresidential.com. Take a look at it and get the truth right there in black and white, because the numbers are easily verifiable.
Most definitely. And again, that's at airpresidential.com, AIRpresidential.com. Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show, Kim.
And that's Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Cheryl K. Chumley. She's written a book that says, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. We'll be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
The silent odorless killer, CO2. Your house has a monitor. Does your mask? Masks can actually be pretty dangerous, according to the National Institutes of Health. They say that inhaling high levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, may be life-threatening. OSHA does not recommend masks in oxygen-deprived environments, specifically elevations over 3,000 vertical feet. The mask mandate is not for your health. It's killing you. Killing you one breath at a time, thanks to selfish Governor Polis, paid for by FECUnited.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter that comes is distributed on Sundays. You will receive the latest on our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts and our most recent op-eds. I am thrilled to have on the line with me Cheryl K. Chumley. She has written a book which sounds like a very important book, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. And it is a blunt assessment of the deep danger America is facing from the left. Cheryl is an award-winning journalist, a Washington Times columnist, and best-selling author, and she exposes all the sneaky ways the secular left has pressed socialism into American politics and life, and why Christians are the only ones who can stop it. Cheryl K. Chumley, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
This sounds to me like a very important book. And what has been interesting, my understanding, Cheryl, is that many evangelical Christians have not voted in the past. Tell us about this book. What is the secular left doing, and how can we encourage Christians to step forward to fight this?
Thank you for that. Thank you for having me. And I think this is a very important book because I've watched with alarm over the years as socialism has snuck into American politics and culture. We just haven't called it socialism, but it's been going on so long. Now we have card-carrying socialists serving in office. And just a few years ago, the S word, socialism, used to make politicians flee. So look how fast this stuff has seeped into society and politics. And this is what my book aims to give readers, some insights into identifying socialism before it becomes an open socialist system, and why Christians are uniquely positioned right now to fight this is because, first and foremost, our nation was built on Judeo-Christian principles, right? And so this is the stuff that undercuts our society. It's the Judeo-Christian principle. I go into a slew of reasons why Christians should be voting and should be active in politics, but one reason I think Christians need to become more active in politics is that, you know, we in the Christian community are trained to understand that we are born into sin, that we need inherently a heavenly creator to help us through life, to be our moral compass. And that in itself is problematic because so many politicians nowadays have fallen from that standard. So we need Christians to recognize the sinful nature of humanity so that we vote those into office who at least have a moral compass that comes from above, not from our own hearts and minds.
The Judeo-Christian idea is really one of liberty, which is the responsible exercise of freedom. And the founders realized that we're not perfect human beings, but they put in place an amazing idea, the American idea, where people had these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. My researcher, Patty, had pulled a piece regarding Kamala Harris, that she is actually, hold on here just one second. She's authored what could be the most expensive bill ever. This is from AEI.org. And what she has authored there is that people would receive, individuals, $2,000 each month from the government, and they would receive another $2,000 per child. And in socialism, as they're selling it right now, it's going to be that people are going to get free stuff. But ultimately, right, under socialism, people have to work. It's just that the state gets to keep all the fruits of their labor instead of people having the private property rights. That seems to be a tremendous rub right now from what I can see, Cheryl K. Chumley.
Absolutely. And this is how it sneaks in, right? It comes on such soft and warm and fuzzy phrases like Kamala Harris uses, like she just used in a rally in Orlando a few days ago, social justice and economic justice and reproductive justice and climate justice. It's all about justice and equality, when really what happens is they get you in with those words and then they zonk you with the bill. And all that means is you're taking from the rich to give to the poor. And just to go back to what you said about the individual rights in America, that the fact that the core greatest asset we have in America is that our rights come from God, not government. That is the premise of why our society is so great and so different from all others. And that is a biblical principle in itself, because if you look at Jesus in the Bible, he was no respecter of persons or titles. He went after the political and religious leaders of the day who set themselves above the average ordinary person. And that's what America is about too. The fact that you and I are on equal footing with the President of the United States. And if we lose that principle, then our nation crumbles, which, if you look at what Kamala Harris and the far left are doing with their language and their rhetoric to make us all a collectivist thinking society, that we must do things for the greater good and use the government to mandate the greater good, that just goes in complete counter to what America was founded upon, the individual rights first.
Cheryl K. Chumley, when they talk about the greater good, what I have seen is the elites have figured out a way to live off of these different programs when they talk about the greater good. For example, out here in Colorado, when Governor Hickenlooper, well, I guess he's now running for Senate, but when he was running for mayor in Denver many years ago, he talked about how we would eradicate homelessness. More and more programs were put in place. Homelessness has exploded. Whenever government becomes involved in it, the programs get bigger and bigger, and the elites live off of the misery of everyday people. And there's no way that they would ever solve that problem, because if they did, their monetary gravy train would be over.
Yes, this is the deception of the left. This is the deception, the language that socialists use, that collectivists use, to bring forward their programs that benefits the elitists and those few lucky enough to be at the top. They do the same thing with climate change, right? It's called climate justice now. It's not called environmentalism. It's climate justice. And that gives the left the open door to push their agenda into pretty much every facet of human life, because, look, the climate governs the air, the land, the sea, even space. And so they're able to justify crackdowns on individual rights based on the environment in every facet of human life that they can dig their nails into. You know, we have housing that is angled at environmental policy right now. We have building and development that all falls under environmental policy. And the left is able to push its agenda using whatever big government program is trending at the time. Climate change is one of them. I say the coronavirus has been another great tool of the left to push its big government agenda. And when the coronavirus has run its course, there'll be something else. But we just have to learn to recognize the language and rhetoric they use in order to push back effectively before the seeds of socialism actually dig deep, take root, and grow.
The thing about socialism, Cheryl K. Chumley, is that it cannot survive with a big, broad middle class. And that is something that's been inherent within the American idea, is everyday entrepreneurs putting their shingle out, whether or not it's a little restaurant or a printing shop, whatever it is, where they can go out and make a living and have economic upward mobility. And we've seen this with the coronavirus. How is it that the big box stores, and we've seen them, I think, colluding, if you will, with big government, the big box stores stayed open when many, out here in Colorado anyway, a lot of our mom and pop stores were deemed non-essential and have really been struggling?
Well, you know, as you point out, you can't have a thriving middle class in a socialist economy. You have to have the government with its decision-making ability to choose who wins and who loses. And the entrepreneur spirit, which has been the basis of America's economy, has been severely damaged in recent months. And if you look at small businesses in America, it's always been the small business that's been the steam of our economy. But if you wipe out that spirit to create and produce, the seeds kind of that God gives you at birth, that to nurture your talent and to turn it into something that can produce you an income in life, if you wipe that out, that puts government again in control of dictating who gets to win, who loses. It puts government in control of taking wealth from the rich to redistribute to the poor as they see fit. And it turns an entire nation of people dependent on government to provide things that rightly they should be providing for themselves. So it's no accident that the left often uses tax policy and regulation to go after the middle class and kill the middle class, because that sets the government in the position of power and control and determining what type of revenues the average citizen can obtain.
Oh my gosh, you just nailed that, Cheryl K. Chumley. Let's go to break. And when we come back, we are talking with Cheryl K. Chumley. She's written a very important book, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. Before we do that, though, a great family-owned business is Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. They are a family-owned business, and knives have been around since the Stone Age for good reason. They're functional, durable, and versatile, and they are an essential part of the all-American toolkit. Whether you're a hunter, an angler, an outdoorsman, military personnel, a collector, need a new knife set for your kitchen or a great wedding gift, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place to go. Be sure and check out their website. That's castlegate.com. Castlegate.com. We will be right back with Cheryl K. Chumley.
Predovich and Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich and Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich and Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich and Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich and Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcast and most recent op-eds. We'd appreciate it if you go over to Facebook and give us a like. And at the website is our voter's guide. Rick Turnquest and I spent an enormous amount of time to provide you with a very thorough voter's guide on the 11 issues that are on the Colorado ballot. We make the case for voting Republican. We named the cruel 17 House Democrats that voted to let people die alone. We recommend that you vote for their compassionate opponents, and all kinds of information there. That is at kimmunson.com. On the line with me is Cheryl K. Chumley, and she's written a very important book. It's Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. It's a blunt assessment of the deep danger America is facing from the left. She is an award-winning journalist, a Washington Times columnist, and best-selling author. She exposes all the sneaky ways the secular left has pressed socialism into American politics and life, and why Christians are the only ones who can stop it. Cheryl K. Chumley, question. I am seeing a number of churches, a number of pastors and priests that are being quiet about this danger that we face in America. And I'm also seeing pastors and priests that are being bold. We need more boldness, I think, Cheryl K. Chumley.
Absolutely. This is no small problem. The church is the final wall before America crumbles into outright, eventual communism. There's no two ways about it. It's not coincidental that your communist, far leftist, socialist, collectivist, Marxist nations do not have a thriving active church community. And the basic reason for that is because government doesn't want God getting in the way of their control. Government ultimately wants the worship of people. So in America, in the last few months, what have we seen? We've seen churches close because of government executive orders telling them they must close because of a virus. Think what you want about the dangers of the coronavirus, but the fact that churches shut their doors so very quickly, some without even thinking twice, some without putting up a fight, that's alarming. And it's not just alarming to the Christian community, to the worshiping community, to the believers of America. It should be alarming to just any patriotic American who loves individual freedoms. Because what this nation was built upon was the right of individual rights coming from God, not government. And that's not just a blessing, but it's also a responsibility. It demands that Christians get involved in politics to keep those rights in place, to keep government secondary to God. And so when you have churches that aren't harping on the need for their congregations to get involved in politics. They're doing a disservice, not just to their congregation, but to all of America, to all of America's individual freedoms. And you're absolutely right. We need churches becoming more bold and stop acting like the secular community. Stop worrying about the 401k, the coronavirus, the bigger cars, the homes, the church tithing levels. We need churches to actually step up and do their jobs, which includes talking about politics and in modern day current events and the culture in particular, because if they don't speak out soon enough, America will become so secular that we just won't have any notion of what rights coming from God mean anymore.
Cheryl K. Chumley, I have always found it interesting, and I know that there was a period and there's different denominations that can be very judgmental, Christian denominations, but ultimately the idea of Christ is one of total freedom. He says that people can accept or reject him. He does not force himself upon anyone. Granted, when you get man involved in religion, many times they might use religion to push forward a certain agenda. But Christianity is based on freedom, understanding that that people are fallible, but Christ never pushes himself on anyone. I now find it absolutely fascinating that the secular left wants to control our lives and tell us how to live and all the virtue signaling. The things that they used to accuse Christians of is what the secular left is doing big time.
That's absolutely true. I mean, the left is all about intolerance and total thought control, never mind speech control, but thought control. Look at what big tech is doing right now. Look at what social media does on a weekly basis. How many times do we have to have the leftist-leaning CEOs make appearances before Congress to defend their censorship and call it something else, when really we see firsthand that it's censorship of Christianity and conservatism? I mean, you never hear of MSNBC getting their stories booted off of Facebook or Twitter. There's a reason for that. And it defies logic that those who know the least about the Bible and biblical teaching, the Democrat Party, which sought to boot God from its platform, it defies logic that we in the know, we who do know biblical teachings, will let them dictate to us what the Bible says. And that is a big problem that I think the Christian community has let the left get away with. We've become a little bit too timid in fighting the secularists who want to act like they know what the Bible says and they know what Jesus teaches, when really we're the ones in the know. We should be speaking loudly and boldly.
America's pulpits has a long history of standing up, and it goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War with the Black Robe Regiment, with Pastor, was it Muhlenberg? Am I remembering that correctly? Where he had delivered the speech from Ecclesiastes, a time for peace, a time for war. He took off his robe, and that day, I think it was a Boston church, 300 of his parishioners, they marched out and joined the Continental Army. We have a long history of the pulpit addressing these important issues. Cheryl K. Chumley.
Yeah, we do. And I've chronicled that, because that's historical fact. That's not just a myth that's worked its way into American culture. You know, the what you just described is part of congressional history. It's part of American history that anybody and everybody ought to fact check. But the thing is, where are those voices now? They are so few and far between, and that is the type of spirit we need in America right now. Not to instill a religious belief and a fundamentalism and crack down on American citizens and tell them that they have to go to church and they have to believe this way, but to demand that our freedoms, that the freedoms we're born into, that God gives us at birth, that those freedoms are being recognized by our government. And that's a fight that even secularists can make or at least support when they see it going forth. And it is the churches that we need to come forward and fight this battle. They're the only ones right now who are positioned, who are armed with the proper discernment, with the proper mindset to make this fight.
We have just about a minute left, Cheryl K. Chumley. Do you think that Christians are going to show up for this election?
If they don't, you know what? Shame on the Christians who sit it out because they think, well, this candidate doesn't meet my standard and that candidate doesn't meet my standard, so I'm going to take a stand for God and not participate in the election. For shame, because if you're a Christian and you're not getting involved in politics, look around at the culture, look around at the decay, look around at the political corruption. And, you know, it's your fault. You have to get involved. You have to do your duty, not just as an American citizen, as a good Christian soldier.
We have been given an amazing gift in this whole American idea, and we need to step forward to protect that. Your final thought, Cheryl K. Chumley.
Please get this book and read it and see how socialism sneaks in subtly so we can put a stop to it. Because I cherish my individual rights as coming from God, and I want all of America to fight for them.
Cheryl K. Chumley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Kim. God bless.
God bless you. And our quote for today is from Frederick Bastiat. He said, "When misguided public opinion honors what is despicable and despises what is honorable, punishes virtue and rewards vice, encourages what is harmful and discourages what is useful, applauds falsehood and smothers truth under indifference or insult, a nation turns its back on progress and can be restored only by the terrible lessons of catastrophe." So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.